My Life Today, September 9. Steadfast Integrity of the Three Hebrews. Examples of Sanctified Lives. Nebuchadnezzar said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. These three Hebrews possessed genuine sanctification. True Christian principle will not stop to weigh consequences. It does not ask, What will people think of me if I do this? Or how will it affect my worldly prospects if I do that? With the most intense longing, the children of God desire to know what He would have them do, that their works may glorify Him. The Lord has made ample provision that the hearts and lives of all His followers may be controlled by divine grace, that they may be as burning and shining lights in the world. These faithful Hebrews possessed great natural ability. They had enjoyed the highest intellectual culture, and now occupied a position of honor. But all this did not lead them to forget God. Their powers were yielded to the sanctifying influence of divine grace. By their steadfast integrity, they showed forth the praises of Him who had called them out of darkness into His marvelous light. In their wonderful deliverance were displayed, before that vast assembly, the power and majesty of God. Jesus placed Himself by their side in the fiery furnace, and by the glory of His presence convinced the proud king of Babylon that it could be no other than the Son of God. The light of heaven had been shining forth from Daniel and his companions until all their associates understood the faith which ennobled their lives and beautified their characters. What a lesson is here given to the faint-hearted, the vacillating, the cowardly in the cause of God. These faithful, steadfast characters exemplify sanctification, while they have no thought of claiming the high honor. Every Christian may enjoy the blessing of sanctification.